This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a joint session of the Indonesian Parliament in Jakarta this afternoon. Highlighting the growing partnership between the two nations, Mr. Modi said, India and Indonesia have immense opportunities to deepen cooperation across a wide range of sectors. He noted that when India and Indonesia stand together, they reinforce the world's faith that democracy creates opportunities and builds trust. The Prime Minister said, history will be made when India's 140 crore people and Indonesia's 29 crore people move forward together in pursuit of shared progress.
आने वाले 25 वर्ष हम दोनों देशों के लिए बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है. आज मैं यह संकल्प लेकर आया हूं कि भारत और इंडोनेशिया मिलकर पूरी मानवता को एक नई ऊर्जा से भर सकते हैं. जब भारत के 140 करोड़ नागरिक इंडोनेशिया के 29 करोड़ नागरिक साझा प्रयासों से मिलकर आगे बढ़ेंगे तो दुनिया एक नया इतिहास रचते हुए देखेगी.
The Prime Minister said India and Indonesia are working closely to counter terrorism through the Joint Working Group mechanism. He reaffirmed India's commitment to a free, open and inclusive Indo-Pacific and stressed the importance of ensuring freedom of navigation in the region. Prime Minister Modi also expressed gratitude after being conferred Indonesia's highest civilian honour, Bintang Adipurna of the Republic of Indonesia.
मैं इंडोनेशिया के लोगों के इस स्नेह को हृदय से नम्रता से स्वीकार करता हूँ. ये सम्मान हम दोनों देशों की डेमोक्रेटिक वैल्यूज का है, साझी विरासत का है और दोनों देशों के मजबूत होते रिश्तों का है. मैं आप सभी साथियों का, प्रेसिडेंट प्रबोवो जी का, इंडोनेशिया की सरकार और यहाँ की जनता का हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूँ.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi held delegation-level talks with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in Jakarta to review the full spectrum of bilateral ties and provide fresh momentum to the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. The two leaders also witnessed the exchange of memoranda of understanding aimed at enhancing collaboration in areas of mutual interest. Both leaders also agreed to set up a branch of IIM Bangalore in Jakarta. In Kerala, one person was killed, seven people were injured and seven others are missing after a deadly mudslide struck the construction site of the Wayanad Tunnel Road project at Kallade near Meppadi in Wayanad district today. The Kerala State Disaster Management Authority said the collapse occurred when debris accumulated during excavation from the Wayanad Kallade Tunnel construction site slid down following incessant and torrential monsoon rains blocking roads. The Emergency Credit Line Guarantee Scheme 5.0, launched in May this year, has crossed more than 4 lakh guarantees, with the guaranteed amount reaching over 1,55,000 crore rupees. The MSMEs have emerged as the biggest beneficiaries of the scheme, with 98% of the guarantees issued going to the sector, while 82% of the total guaranteed amount has also been extended to MSMEs. The Enforcement Directorate today conducted searches at five premises in and around Kolkata in the case of dishonest financial dealings and routing of suspected funds in the bank accounts of Trinamool Congress. The preliminary investigation by ED has revealed that huge funds of more than 150 crore rupees have been routed through aviation and travel companies for suspicious purposes. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has praised the participation of over 2.3 lakh students of the University of Delhi in taking the pledge for a drug-free campus. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan urged universities across the country to join the initiative and inspire students to stay away from drugs. The IMD has said that conditions are favourable for southwest monsoon to further advance into some more parts of North Arabian Sea, Gujarat and remaining parts of Haryana and Punjab and Rajasthan during the next 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.